Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this day is Ephesians chapter 4, a part of which reads, "But that is not the way you learn Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. That is to put off the old self which belongs to our former manner of life and is corrupt through the deceitful desires, to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." You may be seated. Clothes have a lot to say about us. Not everything, but a lot. Suit and tie? Well, maybe you're a professional. Or maybe you're going to a special formal occasion. Scrubs. Some kind of medical profession, or maybe even a doctor. Lab coat. Well, that could be a doctor as well, or a lab technician. It doesn't say everything about us, but clothes tell something. What about when clothes don't match? Are you one of those people that like to have things match? Well, today in Paul's letter to the Ephesians, God's saints are to wear clothes that match. Not just on the outside, but to match who they are. He literally writes, to clothe yourselves with. Now, you might be saying, "No, I thought it didn't matter what kind of clothes you wore to church." Paul isn't speaking about the clothing of shirts and shoes and pants. He's talking about our speech and our actions that we are to clothe our everyday living with. He is speaking about what people see and hear from us. He is saying that we are to be on the outside who we are in the inside. Paul gives us a whole list of how people act and speak: through sensuality and greedy, practicing impurity, falsehood, holding on to anger, stealing, corrupting talk, bitterness, wrath, anger, slander, malice. Do people just simply act this way? No, there's a source. He talks about deceitful desires, and where do they come from? It comes from the inside. The times that we want something and don't get it. There are things that they aren't the way we want them. Now, you may be saying to yourself, "But the old self, that died in baptism." Yep, and that's true. And the new self, created in Christ Jesus, is the new person, the new Adam that we were raised in. That's how you and I were taught, and God's word has declared it to be so. But that old sinful self, it just wants to crawl right back onto us again and to take over. You might say it wants to reclothe us. It wants to retake your life. Now, how does that happen? Well, when you and I act and speak like the old sinful nature, as Paul listed above, sometimes we do it because we simply don't fit in with other people and we start talking like they do and acting like they do. Sometimes we do it because we're just simply tired of fighting the old sinful nature and fighting for what's right. There's two things that happen when we act and speak as the old sinful nature. In verse 27, we hear that the old sinful self, when we act like it, we give opportunity for the devil. Paul mentions this in particular when we hold on to grudges, when we hold on to our anger and let it simmer and seethe for a long time. But that's not the only thing that happens. We grieve the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that God gave to us when we were baptized. the Holy Spirit that goes ahead and sealed us for the day of redemption. He has expectations, just like Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, there's expectation there that He wants us to be there. It is the Holy Spirit that moves us to speak and to live in concert with God's will. And when we act contrary to the will of God, we make the Holy Spirit grieve like a parent who has a grown son or daughter who wants nothing to do with them anymore. He's hurt. He's sorry. He's sorrowful about us. How many of you ever had to wear clothes that didn't fit? Boy, a lot of lucky people out there. When they're too small, they're uncomfortable, aren't they? They even hurt. And if you wear shoes that are too small or too large, cause problems, even blisters, they damage our feet. I was listening to a radio program called Doctors on Sirius XM radio this past week, and they talked about immobilizing, having your leg immobilized for a long period of time, and the danger there of getting DVTs, that's deep vein thrombosis, which can also call pulmonary embolism. You know, blood clots in your lungs, DVTs, blood clots in your legs. It damages a person's life. And so it is when we act and when we go ahead and speak contrary to baptism, we are immobilizing the new life that God has given to us in Christ Jesus. And it causes it to start dying. We weaken it and allow the old sinful self to regain control. And sometimes there's an all-out war against us. And other times it just kind of creeps and takes over. The old sinful self is in league with the devil, and they have one objective, and that is to separate it, separate you from God, our Heavenly Father, who loves you and cares for you. He wants to kill your new nature, kill your relationship with God, so that our clothes at first don't match, and then we become like our clothes. But combating the old sinful self and the devil isn't first about what you do. It is first about what God has done for us in Christ Jesus and is doing. Here's the words, if you look at the text. Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Remember the Holy Spirit that God sealed you with for the day of your redemption. And then there at the beginning there, you have heard about Him, that's Christ, and were taught in Him as the truth in Jesus, having put off the old self which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupted through its deceitful desires, and having been renewed in the spirit of your minds, and having put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Adam and Eve, they were created in that holiness and that righteousness, and God gave them dominion over all the earth to work it and to care for it and to have life ordered. And they felt so safe. It didn't matter what kind of clothes they wore. Nothing at all. All this God has done through His Word in baptism and continues to cultivate in your life. Now Paul directs us to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. That happens by the Word. Especially the word that you heard this morning when you confessed your sins. And God clothed you in the righteousness of Christ through the forgiveness of sins. And then He teaches us about the Lord's Supper to encourage us to receive it, to be instructed in it, and to realize that there with the bread and the wine is the very body and blood of Christ given for you for the forgiveness of sins. That your old nature is sealed and dead and gone, and that you are now in communion with God Himself and also with one another. In Jesus, we are given new clothes again, and our clothes match. Do you ever notice how children copy and imitate people who they want to be like? As a child, they gain skills as they continue to go ahead and copy, and they become like them. And not everything like them, but they copy them. And so Paul, knowing that we are the children of God, goes ahead and says, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to Christ. We don't act and speak so that we can get on God's good side, but it's because we are already God's children that we imitate him. He is our Father and we are his children. And so those qualities start showing up in our lives. And the amazing thing, we don't have to do this to be his children because we already are. As Christians, we wear our actions and our speech because of who we are in Christ. And in Christ, our clothes match once again. Amen. Now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.